Are you ready for the podcast? Whole lot we gon' broadcast. Dropping gems, these are all facts. Shoot flicks like Men in Black. Are you ready for the podcasts? Hitting every spot, Dalmatian. Taking off like a spaceship. Podcast is not basic. Podcast is not basic. Podcast is not basic.
Yo, yo, Sean done disappeared on me tonight. It's my joke.
Yeah, I'm playing a joke with you. What's up, man? Welcome, man. Welcome to the ride, man. You got the podcast.
It wasn't funny, yo.
I know, man. You was the look on your face, it showed it was not a good joke, man. I apologize, man. Welcome, man. You got a... Welcome to episode 66, man. Route 66. You got the originator of Opinion and Effects, man. You got your boy Fifth.
Your boy CY.
Hey, man, I apologize, man. That was a bad, bad joke, man. That was a bad joke, man.
It wasn't even really no joke. I mean, it wasn't even funny. I wasn't even paying no attention.
Okay, my bad. Next time you appear, you know. All right. What's good with you, man? How you feeling, man? I can see that you got audio. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That was a bad joke. You know what I'm saying?
I have been known to have technical issues.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What's good with you, man? You know, looking all good and everything. How you feeling, brother?
You know, man, I'm back at it, man. That gym down about 218 right now. You know, lean. You know what I'm saying?
Really? From what?
Doing a lot of push-ups.
From what? Wait, 218?
You know what I'm saying? A lot of cardio, a lot of push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Life is good.
218 from
doing
what?
A lot of cardio, a lot of push-ups. Life is good. You know what I mean? getting ready for the inaugural. You know what, man? I really want to give you some props for not saying first annual.
Oh, no, bro, no. You know better than that. You know better than that, bro. What's good? I got some training, man. You know what I'm saying? So I dare not say that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I knew you struggled in English at Shaw. That's what I was saying. I know undergrad you struggled in English. So I'm proud of what, you know. But I wasn't a very good English student. But you know what really propelled me to become a good writer, man?
What's that?
Real talk. Sending corporate emails.
That will get you right really quick, right?
Email, like realizing that you don't really that you going back looking at an email that's like 10 sentences long and you ain't use no periods.
And let me ask you a question: what, did somebody tell you that, or you? I mean, like somebody said something on one of your emails, or you just kind of like knew over time, man? Like, yo, this email.
Somebody, I think I just read them one time, like reading somebody else's. Like, wow, that's very grammarly.
Yeah.
So when I got to grad school, man, I used to be upset because I'd be like, damn, how did I graduate from Shaw and I don't fucking know how to write? I remember being in grad school and I had this professor, her name was Rebecca Winders.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember telling her in grad school, I said, I'm going to go to law school. And she said, oh, my God, you'll never make it. You can't write.
And I was really?
Like, yeah. She told me, she was like, you'll never make it. You can't write. She said, you're a horrible writer. And I remember being like, damn, how did I graduate from Shaw and I can't write? And I went to buy a book to teach me how to write. This book called, I forget the name, but I have it. I'll show it to you by the end of the podcast. But I got a book to show me how to write. Properly punctuating and stuff. Because in my emails, I used to I would never type no long email. I couldn't write. It's just right. Like, you know, I just wasn't as proficient as I needed to be.
Yeah, man. You know what, man? You always learn, you know, I don't know if you remember when you first got to Shaw, they gave you those like those little like a test or whatever in terms of like what your writing capabilities
are.
Math, remember that?
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did well with that, but when I got one-on-one with, I forget the, she was an English teacher at Shaw. I forget her name. She was a short, light-skinned young lady, very slim. I can't remember what her name was.
I remember her name. Her first name was Angela.
I can't remember
what curly, her, she had curly hair.
Yes, I remember. Yes.
I had her too.
Right. So she gave, I got better with writing with her because I don't know if you remember, I was trying to write a script, like a my own short film, or whatever. And right. I used to go to her to kind of get it proofread or what have you. And she gave me some, she started like going over my writing and whatever and told me what I needed to do and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, okay, shit. I didn't know that. But yeah, man, she really helped me out a lot, man. She really helped me out a lot, man. You know what I'm saying?
But man,
how's your I mean, your writing is not great now, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's great now, but back then, boy.
Yeah, I feel you, dog. I feel you, man. You know what I'm saying? So what's good with you, dog?
Man, just working, man. Just coming off the road, you know. Just seeking justice, man. You know. I've decided I've gone totally EV. I would not like to. I don't want to talk about my vehicle, but I have gone totally EV. I'm now an EV owner. You know, little something. I don't want to talk about the vehicle.
But bring it on, man. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it, man. Welcome to
Not yet.
Why we can't talk about it yet?
The Prius. The Prius is still in the family. The Prius is in the family. The Prius is doing well. She's being upkept. She's driving. She's manifesting.
Give her my best.
The Prius has done a lot for us. The Prius has gotten us a lot of places.
Give her my very best. You know what I'm saying? But when are we gonna hear about the new edition to the family?
Well, you will hear about it.
Wait a little. Like, are you talking about it? What can you give us about the EV?
It is dark in color.
All right. Can I say what I saw?
No.
I can't say anything about what you sent me?
No.
Nothing. Not a compliment or nothing. Can I say a compliment?
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, fuck it, man. Very, very well done. That's how I'm going to leave it like that. Was that too much?
That's well enough. Done. Well anymore, done. You don't get
that's
the ride.
I'm good. Well done, my brother. Well done, man. So, man, so what's good with you, man? What's going on with the halls of justice, as they say, man? What's good, man?
Just, you know, just out here fighting, man.
Okay. All right, man. You know, this is a history week for us, man. You know, I was doing a little reading, you know, like you, man. I was doing a little reading, man, and I saw that I didn't know this was like the first time in history that a former president was getting basically on trial or whatever, you know what I'm saying? With opening statements and all that going on, what have you, man.
Yeah, man.
That's some wild shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
First time in history.
Yeah, man. First time in history, man. So it's a big deal, brother. So it's a history making week, as they say, man. You know what I'm saying?
First time in history, yo.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So What's on the docket in the legal world, as you know? That was a good one. Docket is right? Did I say it right? Docket?
Yeah, docket.
Yeah.
I learned that from
traffic court.
Waiting on, I guess people waiting on Diddy to get arrested.
Do you think he's going to get arrested, my brother? Real talk?
Yeah, probably. Some point.
Wow.
Probably. Or I mean, either get arrested or turn himself in, something like that.
You know, I hate to hear about anybody getting arrested, man. You know, like I said, without knowing the whole facts of it, man. But man, what he done to I saw something what he did to Carl Winslow.
Oh man, you think that's true?
I hope not, man. I will never look at Family Matters ever again. What they say he did to Carl Winslow is true, I would never look at Family Matters the same again, man. You know what I'm saying?
Diddy was with Carl Winslow. Carl Winslow's real name, man? Why everybody calls him that?
That's the only name I know him as, man. You know what I'm saying? Carl Winslow. They said say he was going for broken Carlos Winslow, man. He broke him off, man. Yeah, it was sad. It was sad. So I don't know if it's true or not, man. I'm gonna leave it as such, man, as if it's not true. But yeah, man, just say he was he went to town on Winslow, bro. You know what I'm saying? So what's good, man? What's on your mind, man? What's popping?
Well, man, you know, we hadn't been on since all this stuff really jumped off with Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it, but you know, we hadn't really been on, man. And I wanted to go back because we talked about that before, and I told you that that's probably what was gonna happen.
In what part?
That lawsuit should have never been filed. Once the lawsuit is filed, what was that old thing back in the day? The church thing? Who left the gate open?
Yeah, man.
I mean, a lot of people don't understand that, man. In the law, when you got civil and criminal law, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in civil law, there's no, civil law is to make people whole, you know, usually, normally monetarily, right, mm-hmm. to make you whole. And criminal law is to punish. But a mm-hmm. lot of times, if you file a civil lawsuit, a lot of times in a civil lawsuit, there are criminal the criminal acts within, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Think back to like a Kobe, right? The girl... Right. Kobe was accused of rape. So when she filed that civil lawsuit, right, Kobe went ahead and paid her and she disappeared, right? The only reason he was never prosecuted in Colorado is they could never find the victim. They could never find the girl.
Oh, after he paid her.
Yeah, after he she filed a civil lawsuit. And he right. paid her right. allegedly 10 figures, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Paid her allegedly 10 figures or something like that, something crazy like that. Mm-hmm. And she was gone. You can't prosecute a rape without a victim. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So there's no victim. So they were never able to prosecute him. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
a lot of times you get one big thing that happens a lot is in civil lawsuits. Like you may have... say you got some kind of domestic situation, right? Mm-hmm. This happens a lot. Like a husband may kill a wife. Husband never makes any statements, never talks to the police. Investigation just goes cold. You know what I'm saying? Everybody right. know he probably did it, but it goes cold. Well, if they got kids, then when he filed with another family member may file for custody of the kids, right? And mm-hmm. then you get into that civil lawsuit and the husband then begins to make statements, right, mm-hmm. that he's right. never made before because he's never had to make a statement before. But he's now fighting for his kids. So in those same statements, they may ask, well, what was your relationship like with your wife? Well, it was right. okay, but we had some arguments. Did you ever have arguments, right? When was the last time you talked to her before she went missing? All of this shit that he's never had to answer before. So he answers these questions in a civil deposition or something, and then he's arrested.
So typically a civil deposition, an attorney is beside you, correct?
Right. But that it's not a criminal attorney. You got a civil attorney, and his job is not to protect you criminally. His job is to get you what you want for your kid, which is normally like the custody or, you know what I'm saying, or whatever right. you're trying to do for your kid. And a lot of times those two actions bump heads, right? Because you got to say one thing, but you don't want, you see what I'm saying? So you really need two. And even if it still wouldn't do any good, you would literally have to just say, you know what, y'all take my kid and, you know, I'll visit when I can. But right. I mean, it happens a lot. Even you see like in RIP to OJ, but in the OJ trial, that was different because he went to trial. But like, say, if OJ had never been charged with the murder of Nicole Brown, then, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then her family went and sued OJ. That civil case, he got found, you know, they said, oh yeah, you're responsible because right. there's two different standards. So the standard for a criminal case is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. which mm-hmm. means there can't be any doubt that you did it, right? That's right. That's the highest standard there is. Right. Then in a civil case, it's just preponderance of the evidence, mm-hmm. which means you probably did it. It's a chance, likely, right. you know, right. more. It's more likely than not that you did it. So that's what happens. And that's what happened with Diddy. Like, you know, they Cassie sued him. You see what I'm saying? And it, the feds take that lawsuit and they comb through it and say, man, it, if this is true, if this is this allegation right here is true, this is sex trafficking. If this allegation here is true, this is money laundering. If this allegation here is true, and see, people think sex trafficking has to be with kids. Nah, you can sex traffic adults too.
Right, right.
Sex traffic anybody.
Well, let me ask you a question. What was the reason? What was the reason for the televised raid or the publicized raid? What was the reason for that?
Oh, it's the feds putting pressure on you.
Okay.
To let you know, like, oh, we coming. Like that, all of that shit is, all of that is that's them letting you know, like, oh, we coming. Like the same way they do it. If they wanted to do it to your house, right? They would mm-hmm. do it. They would park 6 cars in front of your house, 4 or 5 cars there, 3 or 4 people keep standing outside. So all your neighbors be like, damn, what Sean do? Right. Then they just leave. Right. Like you like, damn. I mean, that's what they did to him. They just did it on TV. It's like marching out the kids and handcuffs and all. That's part of their plan. So what they may have done, they may have contacted his attorneys earlier and said, hey, we interested in getting a warrant, you know, or would you guys consent to a search of this home? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And lawyer may say, man, kiss our ass. We ain't consenting to shit ever. And motherfucker be like, okay, cool. We go to a judge, get a search warrant. And then we do the shit on TV, right?
You know what, man? Yeah, I thought that the way they handcuffed his kids and all that was kind of like a little overreach or whatever to me, man. I don't think
this policy.
I don't think they would have done it. I don't think they would have done the Mark Cuban kids and no shit like that.
No, they wouldn't. But what you got to understand is at some point they bumped heads. They probably asked him for consent. His lawyers probably said no, and then you say, well, we gonna show you how this shit gonna go if you don't do what we ask you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Right. So not only are we gonna get a warrant to this one house that we're asking about, we're mm-hmm. gonna get a warrant. We're gonna do it bi-coastal. We're gonna do it because they had to have let media know. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
We're going so they could have asked him something as simple as, hey, you know, can you guys produce this for us or give us this or something? Lawyers probably said, man, hell no. And then it causes discontent between the lawyers and the client. Because now Diddy, like, damn, y'all couldn't have stopped this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then man. Y'all could have did to make this shit not happen on TV. You know, my son's out there. Like, but yeah.
I thought it was kind of, you know, I was kind of like looking over it, man. You know, and if, you know, like trials are very interesting to me. You know what I'm saying? I got to tell you this one thing that a lot of people don't know about. But OJ's trial, like you said, RIP to OJ, Juice, man. Did you know that there's the OJ's trial is on YouTube from his preliminary hearings all the way
to the verdict? That's got to be. What the hell? My year worth of shit?
And I watched every last clip. I watched some of the preliminary, but I watched everyone from the opening statements of his criminal trial to the verdict of the criminal trial, man. And I watched everyone from every cross examination, every direct examination. I watched all of that shit. It's fucking fascinating, man. To watch it as an adult, watch it as you're old and all that. It's one of the most fascinating things in the whole wide world, man. And it's called OJ trial. It's on YouTube. Every last minute of that trial is on YouTube, and I watch pretty much every last minute over a few years, of course, I should say. But I watch every from gavel to gavel. I watch every last minute of it, man. And it's one of the most, like I said, you know, like what you guys do is one of the most fascinating things in the world to me. To watch attorneys go to work, man. You know what I'm saying? So I just had to say that, man. But yeah, it is fucking fascinating, man. You know what I'm saying? So
the damn juice.
Yeah, the juice, man. They took juice is gone, man. You know, it always said like people always confess on their deathbed, but he didn't say anything, man. So you know, it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? So So RIP to Juice, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I'm just saying, man. So I leave it alone, man. So RIP to Juice, man. And you heard about Stephen A. Smith, man?
Oh, them comments.
Yeah. Why is he forever apologizing?
Because he always doing some silly shit.
No, not even that, man. Does he stand on anything?
Yeah, money.
Well, yeah, but sometimes you have to stand on what you say. And some people, what he said, I understood what he was saying. A lot of people took it out of context. I understood what he said, but for me, I didn't think there was no reason for him to apologize for what he said, because his comments were taken out of context. You know what I'm saying, about what he said about Donald Trump. But for me, he's forever, whether he said something on ESPN or now he was on his own platform, he's forever apologizing, and he doesn't stand, like, for me, he's always apologizing, bro. And now it makes me feel like everything he says is kind of watered down now, because he don't stand on nothing. What is he really? Because I saw him on the
I thought that was your homeboy.
I thought he had a good interview on the Valuetainment, because what he said about growing up, you know, as a young person with being a Republican and all that stuff like that, and holding the Democratic parties to a high standard, all that stuff makes so much sense. But the moment he spoke about equating Donald Trump legal battles to the average black person and what we went through and all that, people got irate about that. You know what I'm saying?
Which comment are you talking about?
So basically what he got in trouble for was what Donald Trump is going through now with the whole legal system and everything like that, and saying like, hey,
it was a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt.
Okay.
And how what he's going through with the legal system is kind of comparison to a lot of what a lot of black people go through the legal system, just being arbitrarily charged with these trumped up charges and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's essentially what he was saying. And like less than 48 hours later, he had to come out and apologize, because he said the NAACP got on him, a lot of the black community got on him about what he said. But what he said was take it totally out of context. I understand what he's saying, but my problem with what he did was what he apologized. Sometimes you got to stand on what you said, man. Right. And if somebody take it out of context, just take it out of context. You know what I'm saying? I just think he's, you know, his
demeanor.
Well, not even his demeanor, his stock in terms of his voice is losing a lot, is watered down now, because everything he stands on is he has to apologize now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because all he said was like, listen, we got to hold Joe Biden to a high, you know, high standard and all of this. And all that was rolled into what he said about Trump. And man, he said the NAACP came on his ass and he had to apologize for that shit. I'm like, damn, Steve.
Well, I saw Roland Martin get on him. He gets on my damn nerves too. Every time I see him, you know, the thing I think about every time I see him is that time he was somewhere, some event, and the motherfucker had on all white, and he started doing that alpha step. You remember that, bro?
I was disgusted.
It's the silliest shit I think I've ever seen in my life.
Oh man, it was absolutely, and he thought he was on it too, bro. He thought he was killing it, man. You know what I'm saying? He thought, Roland thought he was killing it.
His big fat ass. He got mother.
Yo, man, he all the moles on his damn face, man. I bet as soon as he posted that, he went to his inbox to see what people said. He thought he was killing it, bro.
You know, that white sheet it looked like.
And he posted something like the hotels. He got mad at the hotels because it was charging him for outrageous prices for snacks. Oh,
so I stay right near a Circle K so I can walk and get me some water and some snacks.
Bro, it's nothing funnier in this world than a fat person complaining about snacks, man. Fat person talking about snacks is the most entertaining. He was on it, bro. He was mad about the snacks, bro.
I don't think you can say that.
Chubby.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to say fat people. People are sensitive about that, man.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I leave it alone, man. But, you know. But yeah, man, I saw him, man. He got irate about it, man.
The happy brother.
Mm-hmm. Yo, he went off on Dr. Umar, too.
Why?
He invited Umar on his show, and you know how Dr. Umar, he's unfiltered. He said a word And he shut the whole thing down. And he told Dr. Umar, don't ever say that word his show again. You know what I'm saying? I tell you after the show what he said, because we get banned. They'll probably drop us off what he said. But he said a bad word, you know, a lot of black people don't like. But Roland Martin, hitting the riot act, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, man. So you're not a fan of Roland Martin, man?
He all right. Seems like he just wait on people to say shit so he can respond.
Yeah, him and Don Lemon too. Don Lemon, one of them guys too, man.
He just got married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Don Lemon did get married. Congratulations to the Lemons. Congratulations to the Lemons. I leave that alone, man. Congratulations to the Lemons, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, so you know Barack Obama's oldest daughter? I think her name is Amalia, and she's an actress now, right?
Oh wow!
So she's an actress. So one of her first roles, like, is at a film festival and all that. One of the surprising things she decided to do, she dropped Obama from her name, and she's going by like Malia middle name, and she's not going with Obama as a professional name.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and people trying to read into that a lot. And I was thinking that maybe it's just a point where she's trying to like build her career based off her name, not necessarily using the Obama name.
Her dad's name, yeah.
They're trying to say there's some dissension in the ranks or whatever. But I thought it was interesting as hell, man. So yeah, she's an actress now, and that's what she's doing. She dropped the Obama surname, and she's going by just her first name and her middle name as a professional name. So she's in a new film now. I forget the name of the film. But yeah, it's in a film festival out here now. But yeah, that, I saw that. I read that. Like, man, that's pretty interesting, man. So she's an actress now. Mm. So she dropped the Obama name.
What's her middle name? I wonder.
Ah, shit, I don't know, man. I tell you like this, I wouldn't drop that damn last name. I use that shit wherever I go, man. Seriously, man. Like, you know, if I was Barack Obama's son, man, shit, bro, I'd be like. I'd be named my name would be Obama. I wouldn't even have Sean. It'd be like Obama. What's your name? Obama. 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 Like Obama.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Man, that's a name you don't, you know, I mean, come on, man. That's commander in chief, bro. I mean, that's my guy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't give a fuck what Obama said. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy, man. I would not drop that name under any circumstances, man. I don't give a fuck what he did. My name is Obama. Obama's son. You know what I'm saying? That's a name you don't drop, man. So, yeah, she's an actress now, man. And she got her first film out there now. So, that's a deal, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Malia? Let's see what she's going by, man.
Yeah, Malia. Malia Ann, I think that's what it's going. Malia Ann. I could be wrong.
That sounds like that might be a middle name. Ann.
Yeah, Malia Ann, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Barack the other day, okay. Man. Getting the SUV, man. You know, because they're not allowed to drive no more. So I saw him, Michelle, still kicking it, man.
They can't even drive after they finish office.
Nah, they got Secret Service still. They still got, you know, still do the whole Secret Service thing.
Can't you wave out of that?
You can, but why would you? I mean, that's dangerous, bro. You shouldn't do that. Because, you know, even after Ronald Reagan passed, Nancy Reagan was still getting Secret Service protection until she passed away. You know what I'm saying? It's for life. You know what I'm saying? The spouses and the president and the spouses all get Secret Service until they pass away. The kids get into like 16 or 18, somewhere in that range like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So
I need some protections.
you need some protection, man? I gotta admit, man, having a motorcade is one of the dopest things in the world you could have, bro. That's pretty fly. Why do you think you need protection, bro?
I just want a motorcade.
You want a motorcade?
I want to drive though. I want to keep driving.
Yeah, I would think I would like that whole.
That'd be boring. Like, what if you can't? Like, you going to make a big speech and you can't even play your theme music? You know how you be driving through?
They play anything you want, bro. When you're the president,
it ain't the same when somebody riding with you though, and they got to act like a statue. They can't talk or nothing. Like, imagine if you was riding a car with me, you couldn't talk. I think you was something wrong with you.
No, man. I think it's a different thing once you're behind closed doors, man. It's a totally different thing, man. Because if you can't
talk to him like regular, though, you can't be like, yo, what up?
Yeah, I think you can. I think,
you think somebody ever said to Obama, this shit finna be crazy, dog.
Yeah, 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 but he'll probably use a different word than crazy. It'll probably be another word for crazy is
ludicrous.
No, that's another black word. Hold on a second. I'll tell you another word for thesaurus. Hold on. I'll tell you a word that Barack Obama would use. Hold on a second. He wouldn't use the word crazy. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. Let me see here. He got really big words, man. Like when you pronounce, they did a side by side comparison with Barack Obama and Donald Trump's speech. Donald Trump was using words like in third grade, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, man.
All right, here we go. He would use something like manic. Or he would use something like like wacky. You know what I'm saying? He would use words like that. He wouldn't use the words like, you know, like this shit gonna be crazy. Like, man, this shit might be wacky, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yep, seriously, because you know, he was the editor of the Yale Law Review or some shit.
Harvard, yeah. Law Review.
Yeah. Harvard Law Review, man. That's some serious shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't using words like cool and awesome and shit. He using words, you know, different type words and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And this Michelle was just as smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. That's my guy, man. I really miss that dude, bro. I really miss that guy. That's my favorite president, man.
Commander in chief.
The commander in chief, bro. Mm-hmm. So what would you be talking about on the way to your, you know, speech if you was president? You know, I know you say you practice me as vice president, man. If I said something wrong, would you go off on me, bro? Like really go off on me? Pull me into office, say, "Sean, I need to see you," and shit, go off on me?
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't take you serious. I'm like, you really mad at me, bro? Like, I wouldn't even, I couldn't work for you, bro, because I couldn't take you serious, man. You know what I'm saying?
I send you somewhere. see you over the Pakistan to make a speech. Yo, get Sean on the plane to Pakistan tonight. Get him on Air Force 2 tonight,
bro.
Speech over at Pakistan. I can see you trying to rush in and be like, I got to do something tomorrow. I'll be like, yo, yeah, do it in Pakistan.
Bro,
I'll put you on one of tours. You go from Pakistan to the North Pole to Pakistan, North Pole. That's in one of them Turkish countries. yeah. Then I let you have a good time. I'll send you over to Switzerland, but in the dead winter of Switzerland.
But see, the problem is you got campaigning coming up right now. So you're gonna need me.
Oh, I'm gonna end the tour at the Iowa caucus.
So I get a campaign?
Nah, you just go. I'm not gonna let you say nothing. I'll let you go and they're gonna say, President Young couldn't be here, but his vice president is here. You might as well be a hologram. All you're gonna get to do is say
I looked at what it did to Sarah Palin. I sink your damn campaign just off a standard question. They asked her a question about an article she read or something, and she couldn't name one article she read or whatever, bro. They'd be on your ass, you know, when they're doing that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? It is bad, bro. It's bad. They did her bad, bro. I'm like, she was terrible. She was terrible, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I do you, man. I send you different places that nobody wants to go.
Right, honestly, man, I would have a lot to offer your campaign, bro. I mean, I think I got
what you got to offer?
Because I'm a normal person. You know what I'm saying? You know, although you may be uppity now, I would speak to the grassroots people, as they say. You know what that word is? Grassroots, man. That's how Barack Obama won, man. Because you know what's funny thing is, when Barack Obama first ran, everybody in his world was hollering Hillary Clinton, right? So I got a Barack Obama shirt from downtown Atlanta. He had his headquarters here in downtown Atlanta, right? And I didn't know much about him. I just knew he was black, and I wanted one of his t-shirts. So I went down to his campaign headquarters down here in downtown Atlanta. I bought a shirt, and I started rocking this shit, man. And when he won, I was like, man, I was on him from the start, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was like, he was just different, bro. I mean, seriously. Okay, whatever, man. You don't believe nothing I say, but it is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
So when you got on?
Huh?
When you got on?
Around the time when he John Kerry had him did a speech at the Democratic National Convention, the 2004 Democratic National Convention, whatever, he made that speech or whatever. And I'm like, man, who is this guy? You know what I'm saying? And then you hear his story, bro. And here how he revolutionized the way we campaign to this day, bro. You know what I'm saying? So the bro was an innovator, man. You know, I know how you are. You probably lost weight when Hillary Clinton lost that night, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and let me ask you a question, man. So, man, so if you saw this, say, man, I saw this interesting topic, man. Actually, my daughter's writing a paper, and I saw this thing, man. And the, you know, the topic of the paper was this. She had to write an essay about if you met a person that just basically transplanted from 1981, a person that was living in 1981 and transplanted here to 2004, what you think would they, you know, what you know, saying what would you think they would how would they see the world? You know what I'm saying? What will blow them away the most? What would be most surprised by? You know what I'm saying? And I was, and she, you know, she kind of went into the whole technology aspect of it, whatever, man. But she was thinking about it, man. That movie, like Back to the Future, 1985 to 1955, like from where we at right now to 1995 is 30, like almost 30 years. That's the same equivalent. That's the same equivalent to it, man. So time's a motherfucker, man. But yeah, she went into the whole aspect about how technology has changed and how things have changed in terms of that. But yeah, that was her deal, man. But that was a very interesting topic, man. I'm like, shit, man.
So what's the answer?
It's not an answer.
What's your opinion, rather?
Terms of technology and how things have changed, man.
But like some specifically, that's too broad.
Well, hell, I brought it up, man. I was asking you, so you tell me. Don't ride my like you say. Don't ride my coattails like you told me about sports. Don't ride.
Are you saying go back to 1981 or go back to 1995?
No, 1983 to 2004.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying you want me to go back to from 95 to now?
No, that's even better, yeah. Like from because you lived it like as an adult, so to speak, right? So you was in college. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's probably a huge change.
I would say the cell phone and the cell phone and features that go with it, like FaceTime and things like that.
Yeah. 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 That's definitely I was thinking about just I was thinking about one just for in that aspect from 81 to 2003. I was talking about just in terms of how you get information. Like you remember back in the day you had to get encyclopedias?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I never understood the concept of who the fuck buy encyclopedias because it's stagnant. The information is stagnant. Everything changes, and you got these old ass encyclopedias, man. You know what I'm saying? You think about it, you have to do a report off encyclopedias, man. It's like old shit. But yeah, things change, bro. You know what I'm saying? The way she was talking, man, she was like she didn't know what a smurf. My oldest daughter, she didn't know what a smurf was.
Oh like, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't know what a smurf, you know, like stuff like that, bro. It's some wild shit, man. How time changes, bro.
Well, you know my kids call they don't call commercials, they call them ads.
I could believe it.
Like, is that an ad? Like, it's a commercial. What? A commercial. Like
they watch a lot of YouTube and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they call it like a regular commercial, they call them ads, yo. That's sort of weird. But I mean, to think about what you said, like 1955 in 1981 is now what 1995 was. It's hard to believe you know, we coming up on 30 years from 1995.
Dude, we had a VCR in our room.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
That's my VCR. You didn't bring anything.
I didn't bring anything.
That's my VCR.
I walked past. I was standing in the room next door to you, and Atu Caldwell was like talking to you one day. I'm like, man, he has a lot of stuff in that room over there. And your other roommate was moving. He was going away next semester. I said, I'm going to be roommate. But you had everything imaginable in that room, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, you had a VCR. You had a refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? You had iron. I bought the ironing board. I had a better iron than what you had, but you had the nice refrigerator. You had a nice phone. You had the phone where they kind of, you know, and you remember Goldust.
What's that? Remember Goldust?
No, I was leaving those messages on your phone, man. Goldust, man. Yeah, man. But yeah, man, it was, I was kind of, it's not a due until later on, but she got it like last week and I was reading like, man, but she did like a little brainstorming list. She talked about technology. She talked about how you apply for jobs, like the way you teach and things like that. Cause remember they get the books and the Chromebooks and all that. Remember we had like all those books and everything. So they get, the way they teach is even different now, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and the one cool thing about what they're doing right now is her school, like if she wants to be a veterinarian, right? Mm-hmm. So she's starting high school next year. So one of her classes is she's gonna be spending time with a vet, like a veterinarian, like that's gonna be one of her classes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? With veterinary students and actually a veterinarian herself throughout her 4 years. So that's what she wants to be and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way they're kind of doing it different now, man. So you know that's one of the things she was talking about.
Dana's on. He said he's been calling you, man.
No, he hasn't.
Okay. Dana, he said you haven't been calling.
No. Why Dana always come on here and dispel these crazy rumors about contacting me, t-shirts and everything like that? Just text me. Text me the exact same things, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Salute. I saw he followed us the other day, man. Salute to his page, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So salute to him on that, bro. You know what I'm saying? So he said
But he ain't called you. Uh-uh. I told him you don't answer the phone on Mondays.
And?
Sundays.
And Sundays, man.
When did you add Sundays?
I always add Sundays when we stopped doing... I was always doing this. I was always doing Sunday. I was only did it because we was on a podcast. That to me, that's not work on Sundays, man. That was just some fun we was doing, man. But yeah, that was something. That was different, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, tell Dana I will call him after the show. I guarantee you won't answer.
Then he gonna call you after the show. He don't think you an answer.
Yeah, man. So you wanna mention something about what's coming up for us, man?
Well, should we hold it?
Okay. All right, man. I mean, you holding a car? You got a lot built, man. Why don't you let shit? Why are we doing this podcast if you don't say nothing, bro? Well, you got at least
secrets. I do. I gave a whole legal analysis.
You want to hold these secrets in, man? We can't talk about the EV. We can't talk about, you know, it's
okay.
No, I don't. I knew you couldn't hold it in. I couldn't wait. Go ahead.
Nissan Leaf.
Oh, bullshit, man.
Stop it. That's all.
Okay, go ahead, man.
That was a good conversation about, how things have changed. See, you think about like now how different stuff is. Like kids now, they've never seen a rotary phone. They've never been able to watch TV that wasn't on demand. Like they've never had to wait until next Thursday.
That's some crazy shit. It is, man. That's wild, bro. It's seriously wild, man. How just like how TV, man. I watch so much. You know what's crazy? I watch so much YouTube. Like when I watch something on Netflix, like what I want to do is like what I'm watching and like leave a comment. I mean, I caught myself doing that one day. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, things how we do shit is totally different, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Man, totally different.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's wild. They got like a you can't even punish kids the same way no more, bro. It's wild, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you walk around with the whole world in your hand, a phone.
It makes you parent different too, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. It makes you parent different, man. I mean, I think for example, for me, I have daughters. I'm facing challenges that that my mother had no idea it would come. You know what I'm saying? How well,
I mean, but just, hell.
Just access to information.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To me, you know, this is the way I look at parenting, man. And correct me if you think I'm if you agree or not. Parenting is this. You try to give them as much information, or you try to parent them as much as you can at home. But when they leave the house, they're battling what other kids are, you know, without parenting is dealing with, and what the world is giving them and all that. And you hoping that what you give them sticks to them long enough that it makes them make better decisions than, you know what I'm saying? Shit like
right,
that. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, man. So that's it's a different way to parent now, man. And me and the kid's mother was talking about that recently, boy. It's totally different, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, man. So guess what, man?
What?
We got an opinionated facts list, man.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. You ready, man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is the opinionated facts list, man. These are 10 things emotional, intelligent people don't do.
All right. Well, do you consider yourself emotionally intelligent?
At times. I haven't evolved yet, but there's certain things that I don't do very well. You know what I'm saying? One of these things in the list, I will be candid about, say I don't do well. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So number 10, here we go. So this is your opinionated facts list, man. 10 things emotionally intelligent people do not do. Number 10 is they don't ignore body language. They ignore, you know what I'm saying? You know, body language, you know what I'm saying? Cause you kind of know when somebody's kind of pissed or whatever, man. So you kind of know how to deal with them or how to interact with them. You know what I'm saying? So they don't ignore body language. That's number 10. Number 9, they don't avoid uncomfortable topics. They know how to tackle those things. You know what I'm saying? So that's number mm-hmm. 9. Avoid uncomfortable topics, man. Easy for me to say. Number eight is emotional, unintelligent friends. You avoid them at all costs, man. You don't deal with them, man. You know what I'm saying? We talked about this a while back about like energy drainers and people like that, man. But this is the opinionated facts list, man. These are 10 things emotionally intelligent people do not do. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with emotionally unintelligent friends, man. So that's number 8. Number 7, ignore upsetting situations. You know what I'm saying? Aware of what triggers other people's emotions, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So ignore upsetting situations. So they know what kind of triggers people, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, there's some people that know what triggers you and would dive straight into that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So number 6 is guess people's emotions. You know what I'm saying? They kind of know that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So this is the opinionated facts list, man. These are 10 things emotionally intelligent people do not do. So number 6 is guess people's emotions. You know what I'm saying? Number 5 is shrug off. Number 5 is shrug off responsibilities, man. Number 4 is blame others. And number 3 is encourage drama, man.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't stand encourage. That, boy.
Nobody does, man. Nobody that's intelligent, you know what I'm saying, like encourage drama, man. So number 2, behave insensitively. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is simply this. This show true concern about others and always approach them however they feel suitable. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. So behave insensibly, man. So this is the opinionated facts list, man. These are 10 things emotionally intelligent people do not do. Number 10 is ignore body language. Number 9, avoid uncomfortable topics. Number 8, don't deal with emotionally intelligent friends. Number 7, ignore upsetting situations. Number 6, guess people's emotions. Number 5, shrug off responsibilities. Number 4, blame others. Number 3, encourage drama. Number 2 is behave insensitive. And the number 1 thing that emotionally unintelligent people do not do is have temper tantrums.
Mm.
Temper tantrums, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's the opinionated facts list, man. 10 things emotionally intelligent people do not do. Number 1, have temper tantrums. I've had a temper tantrum since I was like 8, so I'm good.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, you're entitled to your own opinion. That's one thing I'm not going to do is let you pull me down some rabbit hole tonight with some shit like that, man. So you're entitled to your own opinion. You know what I'm saying? I've seen you go off on me before, so it is what it is, man.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
You know what I'm saying? I know your propensity for going off on a motherfucker.
That's my word. That's first of all, propensity is my word.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, man. So you know what I'm saying. So you know. Oh, and one thing that has changed is the Jerry curl, bro. I was watching, have you ever seen that movie, Hollywood Shuffle?
Mm-mm.
Oh, bro, I saw it the other day, man. It's you got to see. It's a classic. It's a black classic.
What year?
It's Robert Townsend's very first film.
I may have seen it as a kid then.
Yeah, you know, with the dance of Jerry curl, and he walked into the studio and he took the guy's activator and poured it all out, and his Jerry curl start falling out and shit like that. Yeah, man, it's called Hollywood Shuffle, man. You gotta see this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It is, bro. I didn't think my daughter was like, she was dying laughing at the point when they walked in and they poured the guy's activator out. She didn't know what activator was, but when the guy's name was Kenan's character in the movie was Jerry. His name was Jerry Curl. You know what I'm saying? And Robert Townsend went to question him, and he pulled all his activate out and all his. But anyway, man, yeah, man. So Jerry Curl,
oh my God,
has changed too, man. You know what I'm saying? You forgot about that, didn't you? You had a curl. You had a curl.
No, I never had a curl. You had a curl.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Yeah, come on. You tried. Did you try?
No. I only had waves, bro. Bro, if I dated a girl and I find out she had Jerry curls when she's a kid, it's over.
I mean, come on, bro. You're going too far.
No.
I was talking to Dana before the show, and he was telling me he was watching some. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think
Dana had a Jerry curl.
I think Greensboro was ground zero for Jerry curls.
No, yeah. Something South Carolina was ground zero for Jerry curls. Probably couldn't keep no activator or something. Y'all had to go to Columbia to get activated.
Oh, I bet there was so many shower caps crinkling in Greensboro back in the '80s, man. Bro, but go ahead, man.
I think they had a curl though.
Ooh, he didn't have it when he was playing football, did he?
Probably as a kid.
So they gave him that helmet.
I think I remember him having a curl, yeah.
Oh, man, go ahead, man.
Yo, he was saying he saw some girl, it was a TikTok or something. Some girl was on there, man, nice looking. And he said they were showing her face and stuff and showing a dancer, and she had a knee brace on.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
Would you holler at a chick in the club? If you see a chick, right? She bad, like she like, oh, you like she dancing. You can't really see her. You like, man, let me make my way over there. You know, I used grooving at the Soul Picnic that time. Right. Let me make my way over there. You have my shades on.
Yeah.
Just jamming. And if you get over there, she got a knee brace on.
This is the most important question. Was it over her jeans or under her jeans?
I think she had a dress on or something.
Really?
A knee brace over the jeans is nasty.
Yo,
if you put on a knee brace, if you put on a knee brace over the jeans, I might try to sneak a picture of that.
Nah, man. I probably still highlight because there's a story behind that. Because you know, because like a knee brace that you put like Stone Cold Steve Austin, like that, you know, she probably hurt herself doing something like athletic. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like she like.
Why you come there?
I don't know. That's a good ass question. I don't have no answer for that one, bro. And I'm drunk as shit too. I have no answer for that one, bro. You know, but you have seen the girls like with she was dancing on TikTok. The girls are dancing and she turned around and her face like Forrest Whitaker, like you know, like really like bad looking women. They're like, so which is the body well enough for you to talk to her, or is the face or whatever. So which one is more important, the body or the face? And man, I would say overwhelmingly the comments was dudes like, man, I would go after that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
I would say at this age.
Okay. This is
at this age.
Watch the lie. Watch the lie coming up.
Never mind. Going live. Nah, you stifled me, bro.
I apologize, man.
No, don't worry about it.
So you get somebody... Yeah, go ahead.
Nah, at this age, you got to have a little bit of both, yo.
What's that?
I mean, I'm you're going to have to be somewhat attractive.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. At this age, you're going to have to be somewhat. I mean, give me at this age, bro.
Give me somebody you consider attractive like a star. Give me somebody you consider attractive.
Nia Long.
You live and die by Nia Long, bro.
I knew you're gonna say something negative.
Shit, man.
Who's somebody you find attractive?
Tiana Taylor.
Okay.
Very attractive.
It's a thin line.
Nah, she's very attractive, bro. She had the face, the body, and everything. Nia Long, I saw recently, bro.
Hey, what's wrong with her?
I'm just leaving it alone, bro. I'm leaving it alone, man. You know that wedding night, bro. You're gonna be calling me like, damn. You know what I'm saying? She'll pull that bodysuit off. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing wrong with Nia Long. You said somebody I find attractive.
Okay, so give me another one. Yeah, ain't nothing left. Ain't nothing left. Somebody we didn't know.
Holly Berry.
That's old school, but yeah, Holly hold that shit very well. But you know who's a fine motherfucker, but you ain't put on your list, man?
Who?
Lena Horne.
Lena Horne like 80, nigga.
She's passed away. But I'm saying back in like Lena Horne was gorgeous, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just whatever. Let me ask you a question, man. So, you know, going back to what we said about like my days were like Sunday and Monday or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Do you have a day like, say, for instance, you're on vacation. Let's say we use that for you, you're on vacation, right? So typically mm-hmm. you're on vacation. Say, for instance, you're just kind of chilling with, you know, just say you away with your boys or whatever. And somebody call you, like say you're using a relationship. And somebody call you with some shit on that day, like away from, you know what I'm saying? Typically, like, yeah, I'm not in the mood to deal with anything, but somebody call you with something during that time. Could it go left in terms of how you react to it? Now, should they hold that against you, or they should have known, like, you know what I'm saying? Because if you gave them a disclaimer before you left, like, hey, listen now, you know, I'm going away, and they had it already ready to say what it was going to say anyway before you left, but they held it until you got to vacation and came out with that shit. How would you deal with that shit?
I don't know, bro. Like, wait, they called you while you on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably think it's selfish. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's one thing say for instance, if I was dating somebody, I let them know like about Sunday and Monday. I don't deal with any issues on Sunday and Monday. Man, you know, you and I call chat, whatever. It's different, whatever.
You don't answer my call. I just text you Monday. You ain't get back to me till the day this morning. Remember? I'm glad I ain't dead. I text you 4 days ago.
Man, we was on vacation, man. But you know what I'm saying? But the thing, what I'm saying is.
You respond 4 days later, say, hey, I missed your call. I called you. Hey, what did I even text you? I called you 4 days ago. Did you see? When did you actually see my call?
When I got back.
Back from where?
When I got back, I leave it at that. So let me ask you a question. So when you you would unload on that person, or you'd be like, look, I'm not talking, I'll hang up. How would you just kind of like tell them, like, listen, I'm on vacation.
Let me hit you back.
You won't go into none of the details about what's on that person's mind. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't like giving no details. No. Hit you back.
All right, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. So I agree with you, man. I just had to ask that question, man, because you know that somebody posed that to me. I'm like, well, that's, you know what I'm saying. So, hey, man. So how you feel about TikTok being banned, bro?
That's crazy, yo.
So Joe Biden signed that shit in like this past Wednesday.
We can be concentrating on.
You think so?
There's other shit we can be concentrating on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And TikTok. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So if you had a chance, doing those debates when they let people ask questions to the candidates or whatever, what question would you ask one of the candidates, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? What would be your question?
I wouldn't even go to the debate, bro.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't have no question for him. I wouldn't. Something like, okay, if I had to, what are you going to do to better healthcare in America?
Okay, that's bullshit. But anyway, so man, what you watching?
No, what's yours?
I really had nothing. I was hoping that you would go on for a little while. And I think of something. I ain't gonna lie to you. I had shit.
No, you get real indignant tonight.
What?
Real indignant.
Okay, now you're throwing out words and shit. Now you know what I'm saying. Just because you wrote a brief recently, let's see what indignant means. Hold on a second. That could be. Oh shit. Oh, I looked up indicted. My bad. I spelled it wrong. What's that mean? What's that mean? Indignant.
You know, kind of like difficult. Like honorary.
Honorary. Okay. Cool. So what's good, man? What you watching, man? What's good?
Me ain't answering no questions the last 5 minutes.
Okay. What you got for me, man? I love answering questions.
What would you ask the presidential candidate?
Oh, quite frankly, man, is this, man, which is something that affects me. As an entrepreneur is recently a lot of things have been cut back in the state of Georgia as a direct result of what the money they gave in Ukraine or whatever. And I'm like, all the money that they're giving in Ukraine, which is like upwards of $65 billion, when does it stop and what's the real reason for giving all that money away to those people, man? What's the real reason? You know what I'm saying? Because it's starting to affect people like me. You know what I'm saying? So the money that they gave away.
How so?
Oh, they cut a lot of programs, like, you know, like a lot of training, like the free training programs they give, like the state of Georgia. Like, for example, like the state of New York, they gave those, the mayor gave those illegal aliens like $53 million.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. It's like, what's the reason? What's the real reason for that, man? And unfortunately, like how you said, we probably never get an answer from that because they're not in the business of answering those questions like that. They probably mm-hmm. go around and all that. But the only person I think would probably get a real answer is Donald Trump. I'm not advocating for him, but he probably would give us a more solid answer than any of these other people out here, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's my deal, man. You know what I'm saying? So, but any other questions you got, bro?
Nah, that'd be a good question, though.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So you want to talk about this other thing that you got a secret on?
What? Which one?
All right.
Now, what you drinking?
Water.
That's all you can handle. Good. The Q's. I hope you will come up here this summer, man. Talk about the Q's and how they got you drug.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to come hanging out with you and busting your ass in some golf, man, and just having a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? So is Dana coming to hang out? What's the deal? Is Dana coming to hang out?
He say he coming.
You coming to hang out?
He claiming coming to Soul Picnic.
Okay. All right, man. So you don't want to talk about the golf tournament, man? You don't want to plug that at all? Say nothing about that, man?
Well,
okay.
Have you worked on your game?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because what I don't want, here's what I don't want. Lord knows I don't. I don't want you coming out there in a podcast's polo and messing up, looking bad for us. Right. I mean, if we should so happen to be in the same group, I want you to be able to hold it down. I want you to come out there looking silly.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah, you're right. I make sure I won't do that. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
When last time you swung a club in competition, bro? I do this on a weekly basis. At least
anytime I play, I'm in competition with the course. I don't compete against people because people are easy for me to beat.
Yep. Have you ever broke 90?
Broke 90 what?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. Anyway, so
no, broke 90 what?
Okay, so let's talk about the golf course because you don't know what that means. So here's the
didn't you tell me you shot like 130 a couple of weeks ago?
Preaching that because I'm done with you, man. Because you don't even know what a 90 is. But go ahead, man.
That's me in the blue.
Oh God.
Go back. That's me in the blue. No, seriously. The Friday of Shaw University's homecoming, we are having our inaugural Podcases Golf Classic. That's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great way to kick off homecoming. Everybody go out Thursday night. Get right and come on out Friday. We're going to have some great giveaways. And we're going to have a good time, man. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have might have a little bit of live action out there. It's going to be a great time, man. We're going to have a great time. Finally be able to get Sean on the golf course. He claims he plays every week down in Atlanta. Nobody sees it. He plays with his one friend that nobody's ever met. They play all the time and, you know, we don't know what the scores are. We don't know. He called, oh man, I just got my ass busted. That's how it happens. The imaginary friends. What was Fred Flintstone's imaginary friend? Kazoo? Him and Kazoo play golf once a week, you know, but you know, other than that, like my clubs are right here. And you know, I'm ready like Freddy.
Let me see one. Pull one out.
You want me to walk over and get one?
Yeah. Now, don't dust the cobwebs off that shit, bro. Let me see one of your clubs, bro. And tell us what that club is. This motherfucker, bro. They don't got no goddamn clubs, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I would have, you know, most people like you, if I tell you to go get a club, you get a driver or a putter because that's all you know.
I don't use a driver.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can't control the driver.
Yeah, all right. I can admit that.
What I brought over here is my Walter Hagen sand wedge.
What's the grease of the loft on that? What's the grease on that?
Now, I rarely 56.
Thank okay. You, brother. All right.
56. Okay. Now I rarely go in the sand. That's if you wonder why it looks so new. I rarely ever go in the sand because I'm going to, usually when I tee off, I'm going straight to the green. I'm going straight to the fairway, and then I'm going straight to the green. I'm also left-handed, so I'm coming, you know, straight off. You know, so this I shouldn't have brought this because I think we've been playing golf how long? We started playing around the same time, like 2004, right?
I was playing before you. I'm better than you, bro. I'm just letting you talk because you're terrible.
So we started playing about 2004.
I've seen you play.
Right. We started playing about 2004, and I've probably been in the sand four times in 20 years. I rarely go in the sand. So that's why this looks so new. If you look at like you see look how shiny that is. It's rarely used, and the grips are so new because I rarely go in the sand, so I'm rarely using it. So, Sean dipped off for a second, but I'll go ahead and continue to show you guys. It's real new looking because I rarely go in the sand.
Okay, that's a good tutorial, man. Good stuff, man. I mean,
the last time you played golf, what did you shoot?
89.
You some mother. You a damn lie. How can you say that to the people with a straight face?
I gotta go, man. Anything else you want to say tonight? I got a life.
89.
Because these lies you've been telling all night, man. It's starting.
What you shoot on the back nine?
Remember what I told you, man. I birdied the last hole, the 18 hole, man. I was like 90 something. Then I shot that. I birdied the last hole. It got me to 89.
So you went backwards? You was a 90-something, then you went to 89?
Yeah, that's how scores work.
That's not how golf goes.
Yeah, you don't know. But anyway, man, what are you watching, man?
I've been watching that series on Netflix, man, Unlocked. Dana just said something about that. Wait a minute. Beck is saying we need a guest woman host. She's saying we need a guest woman host to keep you in check.
Okay. She's ready for that? I mean, she wanna volunteer for that?
I have an inbox application.
Yeah. Hey, tell her to send it to that right there, that email address right there.
Okay.
Media@thepodcases.com. Matter of fact, just send it to golf@thepodcases.com. I apologize. Just send it to golf@thepodcases.com. If you want to do anything with the tournament, man. So that's your point of contact right there.
I hope you don't come up in and bury. What kind of golf clubs you got? You got from $99 ones from Dick's.
My clubs were made exactly for me. You haven't seen my clubs in a little while, have you?
I've never seen them, no.
Yeah, my clubs were specially made for me. Yeah. I don't know if I want to play with you, bro.
Why?
I don't think you can play. I don't think you can play, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me see your golf bag.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, my shit is custom made.
What kind of golf bag you got?
Hmm?
What kind of golf bag you got?
I got a Puma golf bag. Brand new.
You playing Pumas?
I'm playing Future Astronaut stuff. And Puma
sneakers. I'm talking about sneakers.
Pumas, yeah. You know I'm not laughing no more. You playing funny games. I come to Raleigh to bust your ass because I'm taking this serious now. You have talked too much. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to record that the part three of this joint.
Just like the race. Come on. You hurt your hamstring. Walking from the concourse to my car, you hurt your hamstring.
So can we get the race and all that this when I get down there?
If your hamstring ain't hurt. I told you. All I'm doing is cardio and push-ups, yo. Let me know. Bro,
you doing what now?
Cardio and push-ups.
So what's your goal?
To keep living, brother. To keep living.
This is off the chain. I don't know what the fuck going on tonight, man. This is crazy.
To keep living.
Okay. Anything else you want to say, man, before we go, bro? I'm looking forward to this, bro. I really am. No more jokes. I'm ready to get the fuck off this and go to the range. I'm going back to the range tonight.
Okay.
I guarantee. Bro,
what's that? What you be doing?
Well, here's how I warm up, bro. I start with my pitching wedge first. I warm up with that. I don't use a driver. I use a 3 or 4 wood off the tee, bro. And I guarantee
that's what most people who don't know how to use a driver do.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how to use a driver. But I guarantee I can outdrive you.
You can out 3 with me. You don't use a driver. So that's not called
whatever you want to call it, bro. Whatever. You can take those them thrift shop clubs you got in there with the dust all on it, whatever. Still got to sand in from Myrtle Beach. And we can rock it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hey, ask Dana if he wanna sponsor like a hole or something, man. You know what I'm saying? With the cigars and all that. We'll pump them out. Okay. All right.
Yeah, Dana sponsor a hole. He down. Rode him 45, got a hole.
All right. Tell Dana I'm going to call him tonight, man. We'll call him tonight and get some information from him, man. You know what I'm saying? Anything else you want to say before we go, bro?
No, man. That's about it.
And when we coming back, man?
It's time.
In May?
It's time. He said for sure. Hell yeah, is what Dana said. For sure.
Hey, man, I want to congratulate you on something, man. We never said much about this, man, but it's been 3 years since we started this, man. We kind of missed it, the mark on that, man. But, yo, congratulations to you, my brother. 3 years since we started this, man.
Same to you, my brother.
Yeah, man. So, tell Dana.
We're coming back for some summertime fun. We're about to come back. We coming back like kids in summer school. That's what we ought to call it. Yeah. Summer school, May through August.
That's what's up. That's the next one we'll do. It's called Summer School. And what we'll do, we'll get Si off the dial-up internet. And I'm tired of hitting phone dials all night. So we'll get you off the dial-up internet. And the next show, episode 67, will be Summer School, man. So salute everybody, man. Anything else before we go, bro?
You know what, man? You know what I noticed? It's two times that you get indignant. One, when you put the little things in your head, right? Little braids. And then two, when you get a shape up. Now you got both. Now you really,
I have not got a shape up, bro. I have not got a shape up, bro. I have not.
You got a haircut. You got a
haircut. No, I have not. No, I have not, bro. No, I have not.
Nigga, are you sitting here telling me you didn't get your haircut?
I haven't. I haven't, man. This is the same thing Rocket says last
you get
week.
That, no. You get that haircut and you go let Jermaine plait your hair. And next thing you know.
Act funny, man.
You get funny actor.
Hey, man. If you had a superpower to read somebody's mind, would you want that shit?
No.
I won't want that either, bro. I won't want that either, man. Yeah, man. So I just had to ask that question, man. So
I like to be, if I had a superpower, I wouldn't be invisible.
Really? Yeah. My superpower, I would want to fly, but I'm scared of heights. So I would fly real low. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Why would you want to be invisible, man? That's some crazy shit.
That's some basic. I like to be invisible, either invisible or I like to be able to know what's going to happen before it happens.
I like the
ability to see the future, but to be able to change it too.
No, man, I don't think that's a power I don't want to have, bro. I don't want to change the future. You know what I'm saying? Why would you want to change the future?
Because like you can see what's going to happen and it give you the ability to change it.
Okay, well that's fair. That's fair, man. That's interesting, man. Okay, yeah. My superpower, I would like to be able to fly. But I've got a little fear. I'm kind of fearful of heights and shit. So that's my deal, man. It's kind of weird, bro. Yeah, that's my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
draft is on, man. The Falcons drafted Michael Penix Jr.
Mm. Who went number one?
Caleb Williams.
To the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. Mm. That's your team, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels went two. And Drake May went to New England, number three.
How far are they up? What pick are they on right now?
10.
Give me the 10 if you could look at them real quick. Give me the top 10.
Caleb Williams, number one. Jaden Daniels to Washington, number two. Drake May to New England, number three. Marvin Harrison Jr. to Arizona, number four. Joe Alt to San Diego, number five. Malik Nabers to the Giants, number six. J.C. Latham to Tennessee, number seven. Michael Penix Jr., number eight. Rome O. Dozen to Washington, number nine.
Okay. All right.
Man, Drake May will probably be in them. Drake May will be in them New England until he's 50.
Well, they got a new coach. They got a new whole setup in New England, man. So I hope the brother do well up there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. This shit on Bill Belichick, man, after this whole thing.
God, he ain't even getting no gig, man. That's unbelievable, man. I tell you. Hey, them young kids don't care nothing about what you did in the past.
I don't care. And heard Tom thinking about coming back too, bro.
To what? To where?
To he's interested in playing football again. That's all they said. They didn't say no teams or nothing. But yeah, he said this past week he's interested in coming back. Tom ain't got no damn life, bro. He got shit else going on. You know what I'm saying? That's all he's about, football, bro. You know what I'm saying? Would you want to be like that, bro? You're so you're great, but you don't know how to turn it off.
You know, the crazy thing, that's how you are about golf, but you're not great, but you won't stop playing. Like every week, I feel bad. Because every week you calling me, talking about you and your brother-in-law want to play, but you just ain't do nothing. Every week it's like Linus on Snoopy, yo. Hey, what's up, bro? Man, get ready to get out here. Like, okay, y'all go to play. Hit me after y'all play. And you called me back. And every week, it's a new thing. Like last time you called me, you said, man, I shot a damn 130. Then, you know, you called me 1 week. Man, I got a birdie, but he was already up by 30 strokes.
You're on a roll, man.
You keep going, though. That's the thing. You got to keep going. Who is that that said that? You know, the genius thing I did was I didn't quit.
You like the Lakers
at Denver. Except for that, it ain't 10 straight. Add another zero. He done beat you like 100 straight. When last time you beat him, man?
It's been a while since. But
the saddest thing, though, is when you told me last week, you was like, but it ain't bad like it used to be.
I didn't tell you no shit like that.
Yes, you did. Tell him, he don't beat me as bad as he used to.
Hey, regardless of whatever you say about me, bro, I could beat you.
No, you can't.
Like, that's all that matters. I could beat you.
Can't beat me, yo.
I can beat you.
You can't beat me.
I can beat you. You can look as serious as you want to be. You about to cry, but I can beat you. I know. That's for burglars. That's for nothing else. You can pull that club out all you want. That's for a burglar. That's for nothing. That's not. You have any golf balls in your bag? I guarantee you don't.
I bet you I do.
Don't pull it on Walmart. Shit, whatever, man. I guarantee. That's for a burglar, man. So
I got golf.
Okay, well, we'll
see. Golf balls, we'll see. Marcus.
We'll see, man.
Gloves.
We'll see. We'll see, man. You gonna hold on after this so I can tell you about something I really feel about what you just said?
Yeah.
Anything you wanna say before we go, bro?
No, man. We appreciate everybody watching, man. Appreciate everybody watching. Can't wait to get back.
Okay. All right, man. All right, bro. So I'm out, man. Just hold on, my brother. Hey, thanks for everybody who tuned in with us, man. If you can't help somebody, help somebody if you can, man. You know what I'm saying? You good, man?
Help Sean on the golf course. Help. 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 Help.
He's wide open, man. It took him a while to get wound up, but when he get going, bro, it's fucking amazing, bro. You know what I'm saying? So salute to everybody who checked us out tonight, man. We'll be back in full, back in May, right, bro? I'm holding that. You may? Oh, okay. All right, my brother. Hey, salute everybody, man. Salute, bro. You good, man?
Peace.